All the content you hear in this podcast episode is non-commercial, fair use, Creative Commons license.
Brother, you've learned well. You're expert at Wu-Tang.
Yulin, you had to suffer a lot. Otherwise, you'd never have mastered Qin Kang and the Wu-Tang sword skills.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Let's start the show. Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. This is Miguel, your host, and this is episode 4. And I want to thank you for listening. I'm looking at my demographics there. My analytics, rather, and I'm seeing different states. I'm here in the United States. I'm here in Brooklyn, but I'm seeing some UK and some few things. It's kind of cool. Anyway, nice to see. Send me some emails, man. Give me feedback. Just a couple of things I want to cover that really. You know, something that's deserves really to be looked at and looked into and discussed, and that's the ego and Maya. A lot of times people hear the word ego and it's, oh yeah, he's his ego, yeah, but it's a lot more profound than that, and it's like, really, you know, the ego is really most the large degree of the issues that people have today is related directly to the ego and how you view yourself and how you want others to view you. It's natural to have, you know, an ego within you that reacts in that nature, in that way, but it's not something, it's something that you should be mindful of. And I always use the word mindful because that's what it's about, but being observant of that fact that we have this ego and that it does trigger different mechanisms, survival mechanisms within us, and makes us react sometimes in ways that we really shouldn't, and part of really being a samurai or being a strategic thinker, or someone, who would be like a Hannibal, like that type of thinker, is so that, people can't guess you out. You have to be unique in your thinking and how you observe things, and that's also very critical. But I'm straying off the subject here. The ego and Maya, man. Like, the ego, the way we react to things, it really doesn't benefit us at all. As a matter of fact, it does nothing but hinder us. You have to observe that ego, actually observe it and see it within you and see within others how it reacts out. And be aware that in many instances, a lot, especially with negative energy, you're dealing with large egos. So be aware of where that's coming from. It's just a natural thing. People can't help it, or they seem like they can't help it. One other thing that I really can't understand, and I've wondered my whole life, and some people give off the impression that, they feel that if they give someone else credit, it takes away from them. And that's something I could have never figured out in my life. Why? I mean, to me, it's to the contrary. If you're giving somebody credit, it transcends all of that stuff, and it's just like a very positive thing. But why do you have to add yourself to the equation of somebody else doing well? I don't get it. Well, I think that kind of answers that, And competition, you know, the minute that you're in competition with someone, you're putting yourself in a position where you're competing, you lost. Why? Because you're competing. You need to transcend that competition and that state of competing. Don't do that. Be who you are, but don't compete. Be the best, but don't compete. The minute you compete, you know, you're seeking at that point when you're competing. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, if you enter into a competition of, let's say, whatever, cards or whatever, MMA or chess or something, really, you know, some difficult thing. Yeah, it's a competition, but it's being aware of the position that you're in, you know, so that you're observant of that state. So, yeah, you can be in a position of competing, and it's cool because you're aware that this is a chess competition. You're aware of that, and you deal with it from that standpoint. But what I mean by competing is, like, you know, people constantly seeking approval of others, you know, seeking, I guess, for you to click that like button. Or, like I said, like, I see these kids jumping over bridges with bicycles and shit and camera strapped to their heads. I have no idea what the fuck they're doing, man. That's something you don't do, and they do it for clicks. So, something you gotta be very careful about. You know, I would never do stupid shit like that. And that's crazy stuff. It's, you know, if you're gonna be crazy and do interesting stuff, that's one thing, that's cool. But be aware of what you're doing and the consequences of that whole diminished returns thing that I discussed in the last podcast. You know, where, you know, how much crazy is going to pay out, you know, or how much is this risk really worth it? You know, am I going to jump over flaming barrels and shit or, you know, and make a million, or this is just for like some clicking for some likes. So you got to be aware of that. There's a YouTube video, and I'm jumping around, but I want to be... I know, like, people have short attention span, so I like to hit my points real quick. There's a YouTube video, it's called Samadhi. S-A-M-A-D-H-I, Samadhi. S-A-M-A-D-H-I, Samadhi. And I guess the subtitle is Maya, the Illusion of Self. It's 59 minutes, which is an hour. It's profound, man. I've seen a lot of videos and everything like that, but this one, particularly visually appealing, the sound is great, the imagery, it's very profound, man. It really connects well, you know. It conveys a very profound message, really gracefully, in a simple way to understand. So I feel that it would be worth your while to watch that video on YouTube. It's freebie. You know, it gets into the true nature and, you know, the self, which the thing, part of that whole self thing and the depression and the whole confusion thing of your natural state is to sometimes feel happy, sometimes to feel depressed. You know, you're not always going to be this glowing, happy, you know, vegetative entity that, you know, floats and just, you know, exists on positive rainbow powder. That doesn't exist in real life, man. There's points and times that, you know, there's ebbs and flows that you have to be observant of, and patterns that you have to be observant of, that, you know, you're going to be up and you're going to be down, and you got to be aware of that. And that's part of the beauty of it, is that, you know, you're alive and you're dealing with these issues. You know, it's beautiful in a way when you're down and you're struggling your way up and you see results. You know, that's something that you can't put a value to. It transcends all that, because it has to do with something beyond money. But it has to do more with something that comes from the self, you know, something that you're able to achieve. And not in an egotistical way, but in a way that, you know, you're cued in on what you need, what your needs are out of life, and where you need to be, and where you need to go. Again, there's time to slack off, but that's not why we're here, I believe. I believe we're here to maximize everything that we have. Everything that God has given us, every gift, you know, the ability to speak, or... being an accounting person, or physically strong or whatever your strength is. I mean, God has given you that to utilize it for benefit of yourself and your family and others. So utilize it. If you're not, you're really not taking advantage of God's blessing. And God, however you want to view it, I'm a Buddhist, but, you know, obviously I believe in the Supreme Being. Meditation is a really important issue, and some people say it, and, you know, I meditate and everything like that, and there's people, you know, obviously they don't, or it really doesn't seem like they do. Meditation is not the easiest thing, but it's not the hardest either. You need to be able to sit still quietly, hopefully in the beginning especially. As you move on, you know, the noise, external noise won't bother you as much. But you need to sit in a quiet space and just focus on breath. And not focus on breath where you freak out and like, oh my God, my breathing. No, just focus on breath in the sense of be grateful for that breath. And feel that breath and experience that breath and be grateful for it and mindful of it. And what's going to happen is thoughts at that point are going to slow down and you're going to see them approach you, different thoughts, pressures in life, happy things, sad things, or whatever, real life. And observe it almost like a cloud, like a puffy cloud coming at you. I know that's a funny rationalization or imagery, but it's what I do. If you're coming at you, that thought, and it watch it pass. And as you get better at this, you'll be able to not have, you know, it'll be a clear blue sky and you won't see any clouds, or if you do see one, you fend it off. But you reach this point where you are just meditating and you feel like you're part of something much bigger than yourself. Your connection with everything. You know, you feel your connection with everything and how to be observant of the fact that what a blessing we have. You know, and this connection that we have, it's tremendous. It's beautiful. Yeah, I don't want to ramble on, but it's something to think about. Meditation is important, you know. You have to observe the breath, like I said. Observe your thoughts pass by. And understand your connection to all things, okay? There's a term, it's called anatta, which is that which is beyond all thinking and form, and it's obviously spiritual, but that's a state of being. It's like you feel your connection and the moment that you're in, and you don't add or take away from it. It is what it is, and that's the beauty. You have to be in a position where you give up control and total, you know, ownership and validation and, you know, putting your seal of approval on things. There's a point in time for that, obviously, at work and responsibilities that we have, but look within and get what your deep needs really are from within yourself. There's going to be weak points, and yes, everybody has a drink and everybody does what they do, but be observant and be mindful and aware of what you're doing, you know. Don't let external things affect you really negatively within yourself, because they're external. Just, you know, good times and bad times, you know. And you have to be able to manage as best you can, you know. So sometimes it's very difficult, but you have to be able to manage with situations as they come up and deal with them as they come up. Good and bad, good times and bad. But again, it's important to read. And I did, you know, I don't want to keep repeating names and stuff, but there's books that I've mentioned that are really helpful, really to delve deeper into the self and understand self. You know, one other thing I never brought up, and there's a thing called in or out of vehicle. Some people abide by one and other people abide by both, but they both do exist. Again, I'll repeat it, inner and outer vehicle, like a car that you drive. The inner vehicle dictates that you spontaneously become enlightened. And you're there. And then the outer vehicle dictates that there's things that you do and actions that you take that at some point you earn and get I guess, a skill level or the ability to become enlightened, which is, you know, what, I'm not going to say the opposite. You reach the same destination, but you get at it in a different way. And both seem to kind of be true because, you know, people have epiphanies and there's different things that, like, with true enlightenment that happen spontaneously. And just people that really work at it. So I believe both to be true, but the main thing is to go at it, you know, and be aware of that. I'm rambling here, and this is going on, and I don't want to have a podcast that's too long, so I want to thank you for your time, and we'll revisit some of these subjects. But the in and out of vehicle is definitely something that we have to discuss. I got to write that down. Namaste. Thank you. Bye. And again, email alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Again, your host, Miguel. Thank you. Bye.